listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned. Yayo, Africa.
F-Files
Radio.
Exploring feminism and technology through space and time.
I wish I could go back.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to F-Files Radio on CKUT 90.3. And we just heard Poplar Trees by Sarah Feldman, who is joining me in the studio today.
Woo! What's up?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to spend the next half hour talking about your new EP release.
Sweet. Me too. I'm excited.
Yeah. Do you want to start off by introducing yourself?
Yeah. My name is Sarah. I make pop music. I've been making pop music like this for about a year now. My background is sort of more in electroacoustics and experimental electronic music. I also had a YouTube channel for a while where I talked about that sort of stuff. And all those sort of experiences with experimental music and studying at university eventually led me to wanting to do something that was more embodied and felt more like authentic to like how I feel. And it took a while to get to pop music. Like it was sort of like whittling away at my pretensions for a couple of years. And then I guess I was a producer for a while, and then I started to sing and write my own songs around this time last year. So it's cool to be here with that sort of in mind.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Okay, so it's just been a year that you've been writing your own lyrics and kind of writing into the genre of pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like it feels like it's been coming for so long. And it's just sort of taken a lot of like trial and error and like failure to sort of like find the right thing. Now I feel like I'm really like in my place, and it's just kind of a matter of like, you know, now I know what I want and I just have to like do it, which is a cool place to be. It's kind of crazy to feel like I've gone on this like kind of like lifelong journey to get to like zero, basically, in a way, you know. But that's what it is. So here I am.
Yeah, I was really curious and I wanted to ask you about, you know, you've already kind of touched on it, but what makes pop music as a genre, what makes it feel like the right one to express your voice through?
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned sort of like embodied. I feel like the sort of like narrative for me was like, as I was getting into pop music, I was also just getting out of my, like, I think when I was younger, I lived like kind of just fully in my head and just sort of like made decisions like kind of purely cerebrally. And I think I started to get more in touch with my intuition and my desires and just like feeling good in my body, like enjoying like cooking food, like enjoying like going to the beach and stuff more. And I was just like a little squirrel nerd in my home, you know, just thinking about things before. And I think the two just really went along. Like it was like, I guess sort of in the spirit of intuition and desire, it just happened naturally. Like I would just discover records that I just loved, and then I would be like, well, I can't really, like at a certain point it was just sort of like, well, I can't really like square this against my previous pretensions, you know. I feel like, yeah, the first records that really, really touched me were like Frank Ocean's Blonde and like Rosalia's El Mal Querer, and Sophie's record in like 2018. That was kind of all when it was happening. And at a certain point I was just sort of like, okay, well, like this is all pop music, like, so clearly I guess I like pop music. From there it just sort of progressed, and you know, I wouldn't have like be able to appreciate like radio pop at that time, but now I feel like my interests are very wide reaching and pretty just voraciously interested in like every kind of pop music now.
And now you are radio pop because we're playing you on the radio.
That is literally so true.
And so today we're playing songs from your EP, which is just released, which is called Adult and Child. And I wanted to play that. And then afterwards,
wonderful,
we can, I'd love to talk about it more with you.
I would love to talk about it.
Awesome.
It's weird to remember.
Amazing. For anyone joining us, that was the title track off of Sarah Feldman's new EP, Adult and a Child. And you're listening now live to FL's radio on CKUT 90.3. What an amazing track. I wanted to ask you about how you explore kind of personal histories in order to write, because I feel like that seems... like at the core of this,
absolutely
of this piece.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I think like the EP in general, like I think Poplitree is the first song that we heard. It comes from like a very similar place. I think that like, yeah, when it comes to lyrics, I feel like I don't have a lot of control over like what I write. Like, and I find the songs that end up sticking are really the ones that, come just kind of pour out of me. Like, I think that at the time, so like these songs were being written over the course of, 6 months. And I think at that, like just during that sort of period of my life, I think I was at a point where I was experiencing, a feeling of safety and stability and comfort that I had never felt before. And I think that feeling of security really compelled me to like look back on the experiences that I had before. And like, it was sort of, like, in a way, I feel like it was, like, almost just, like, waking up from, like, a dream or something, and it's like, oh, like, who, like, I'm like, oh, I'm, like, okay, like, and I was like, well, who am I? Like, what are all the things that, like, happened to, like, led me to be this person? And so I think just, like, in my own personal life, that was a lot of the sort of, like, exploration that I was doing, and then it just sort of, like, carried on into my songwriting. It's not very like it's intentional in the sense that when I did it felt right, but I didn't really have a plan to. I think if I had a plan, I wouldn't have made this music.
Sometimes you just have a song to sing and you got to do it.
Yeah, it's like a very strange sort of like alchemical experience in a way. Like it just sort of, sometimes it just sort of comes out and you're like, wow, I guess that's me in there. That's cool. I think that's one of my main motivating it's one of the things that I love most about my music practice is, there's like, you know, like I feel like a huge part about making music is communication. And I think, obviously there's this impulse to communicate to other people and to say like, oh, this is like how I am and this is who I am. And I think for me, I experience like a strong impulse to do that for myself. Like I'm almost the first person, in line or something to get the download of like who's in there. And it's pretty awesome to experience that. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to turn, like, we've been talking a little bit about, you know, your writing. I feel like, in terms of your writing lyrics and exploring personal histories, and also I feel like your music really has a playfulness in terms of satire and seriousness. Mm-hmm. And I'm particularly interested in like your composition in terms of the next song that I'd like us to listen to together, is The Beach, which I believe you're kind of integrating like both corporeal and earthly elements in this music. Mm-hmm. With, you know, heartbeats and field recordings. And so I was wondering, mm-hmm, if you could speak a little bit about that.
Yeah. This one was like, I don't know, it's interesting. I feel like when I set out to make this EP, I was originally not going to make an EP. I was going to choose like one song to release, and there were about 15 or so to choose from, or maybe 12 or something realistically, maybe less realistically, but there are a bunch. And I was kind of like, oh, well, I like this song because it's like, you know, I like Adult and a Child because it's very honest, and I like Poplar Trees because it's a better pop song, you know. And I just couldn't really like, I couldn't really settle. And I was kind of just like, no one of these songs feels like a complete statement. And so that's why we did four. And this one is, The Beach is, yeah, it's much more, like it feels like, it comes from my electroacoustic time a little bit more. Also, I feel like, it's worth mentioning that the person that mixed this music, I, have a collaborative relationship with, Ty Fitzmaurice, and he also, went to electroacoustics. He's like an incredible mixing engineer and now like, film composer, sound designer. And he had like a great hand in shaping this piece. Also, Oren Rutowski, who didn't go to electroacoustics, but is a great producer, also helped me with this one. And anyway, yeah, so this one is more of the sort of like interpreting the story through sound design kind of kind of piece. What was your original question about, like, it was about the sound design?
Yeah.
The original question?
Because I read that within this piece, you're incorporating like heartbeat and breath and field recording.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this song is kind of about a certain experience that I had. The song is about being really young and being like totally overwhelmed and not really having any tools to like contextualize it or really pull yourself out of it or really know where to go. Like, I feel like I wanted to sort of capture this. And there was this experience that I had when I was like 19 or 18 that it was sort of inspired by. And so, yeah, I wanted to, which I don't know if I can talk about it on air probably. I'll try not to get you guys in trouble. So basically I just wanted to, bring the listener into this sort of like experience of overwhelm. And so, yeah, we use like heartbeat samples for the kick drum, and, we use like the breath a lot. So like, in production, like a riser is like a sound that literally just goes like, and it's used to sort of like tell the listener like, oh, we're going to like a more exciting part of the song. And in this one, we use like the sound of my actual breath. So there's like silences or like pauses where like all the music stops, and then it's just like my breath that leads us into the next section of the song, which, you know, if you're feeling like really overwhelmed, it's sort of and isolated, it's almost just like you and your breath and your heartbeat and like just the sort of like overwhelming strange sounds. So yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
Sounds great.
Beautiful. And again, that was The Beach, which was the song that we were just talking about before we listened to it. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have so much time, but it's been so exciting to be with you in the studio and be able to share these new songs together.
Yeah.
And before we leave, I know that you have a show coming up, so I was wondering if you wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Yes,
as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really excited about this show. So yeah, on Saturday we're doing a show to celebrate the release of the EP, and yeah, the way I perform live is kind of like always, it changes a lot, or it has changed a lot. I've done fully solo shows where it's just sort of like me and the backing tracks, which I produce myself, and then sometimes it's like me and some backing tracks and a band. And this time I wanted to try no backing tracks and just like a full band, And so I assembled a team of shredders that I'm very excited about and I also just love spending time with, which is a real treat. And yeah, I've been really working on my vocal chops in the last couple of months and really thinking more about like musicianship and, you know, I like grew up playing the drums and instruments and stuff. So, that's like a big, like, I love making electronic music, but like playing like music, other, you know, live music is like has been a big part of my life. And so I was really curious to see like how the songs would feel, with, you know, human time and sort of like flexibility and sort of like messiness and, I don't know, give everyone a chance to kind of like in the band to kind of like speak through the songs a little bit more. 'Cause with the backing track, it is a little bit like karaoke, no matter, how hard you try to make it not like that. Yeah, so that show is at Error 403. It's like a smaller, more intimate venue. So we're not releasing the address publicly, but, you can get tickets on my Instagram, which is Sarah_Feldman_. And you can get, yeah, tickets, just on the link in my bio. We're also really excited to have Eve Parker Finley join us for that show, and also the debut of a fantastic new project called Slogo, which is like this amazing pop electronic sort of alternative, just really, really well written, very unique voice pop music that I'm very excited and honored to be bringing to the world for the first time in our small way. So it's Saturday, this Saturday, like 8:30. Yeah, I think those are all the important pieces of information that you need, I think.
Amazing. Sarah, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you about this new body of work that you're putting out and to get to learn a little bit more about your process. And I'm really excited for what more you have in store with it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been, I love getting to chat as usual. And I'm very excited to see where it goes too.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. And F-Files will be back on air same time next week on Wednesday on CKUT.
Thank you. What's up, Montreal? It's your boy. It's Wednesday at noon. You're listening to If You've Got Ears on CKUT 90.3 FM. Today we're on a train. We're all on a train. Not sure where it's headed, but it is the last train home. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just make sure you hit the snack bar, you go to the observation deck. Listen up. Not much you can do sometimes, but sometimes you can.